I'm Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to The Jimbo Paris Show. Hello, everyone. This is Jimbo Paris. Welcome again to The Jimbo Paris Show. Today, we have Luke Kingston. He is the owner of Kingston Coaching. He is a certified mindset coach, and he's focused on cultivating what he would call a bulletproof mindset in people. So, seems like an interesting guy. Let's kind of learn a bit more about this.
Hey, Jimbo.
How's it going?
Yeah, all good, all good. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, where are you from?
I'm from London at the moment in the UK.
Wow, okay. And again, you know, quite fascinating. You come from a half Spanish, half English background. So, you know, that's definitely going to be some things I'll ask about too, because that's a very unique combination. So kind of tell me a bit about yourself. Who are you? What are you about? And, you know, what is your message?
It's a big question that I would love to sort of tell your audience about. And what I'm about is someone who wants to help instill that bulletproof mindset into people while helping them become more self-aware of who they are. And who I am as a person is someone that might likes to do things today that my future self will thank me for, sort of surround myself in a healthy lifestyle and become someone that I want to be.
And what are you currently doing right now?
So at the moment, I started my business with Kingston Coaching. I recently completed my certifications for becoming an accredited coach. And right now I'm just trying to build my business so it can grow and touch as many people, motivate and inspire people around so that they can do what they want to do in their lives. Because as humans, we're all different and we all have the things we want to achieve. And sometimes you just need that person there to give you that inspiration to get you to that place.
Okay. And have you figured out your purpose in life?
That's a question that I think is ever changing and ever growing, I would say. I have my visions for what I want to achieve, but I also don't know how I will feel when I get to that place and how I will react, what I will want next for myself. And I think the purpose of my life is to help people become the version that they want to be, the best version of them that they can become. And for me myself, I aim to improve myself at least 1% per day. And there's so many lessons in life that you learn, so many different things that you're gonna discover. But Michelangelo, a famous architect at 87 years old, when he was asked, what's the best lesson you've learned in life? He said, I'm still learning.
Fascinating. And this mindset of I'm still learning, is this a part of sort of the bulletproof mindset that you teach in your Kingston Coaching program?
Yeah, I'd say having that mindset to get through things when the going gets tough and you don't want to be there, when you failed numerous times and when you don't want to get back up, but you tell yourself, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to get to where I want to be, because that's what life is about. It's about failing. It's about learning from those mistakes. And it's about getting the results you want. Because as humans, we know we're only here once. That's the only thing we're promised at birth. And to make something of ourselves is something that we should all aim to do. Whether that's whatever you want to do, everyone is different. Everyone has a gift. So you should aim to fulfill that gift in yourself.
So to move on to the next thing here, what would you consider your gift?
I'll consider my gift as helping people get to where they want to be. And as this business is relatively new to me, I have been doing this within my whole life, helping people, giving advice, giving those talks to people when they need them, telling people I believe in you and telling them the hard truths. I'm not a person that will sit there and just say, you're doing great, if they're not. because sometimes the things that people want to hear aren't the things they want to hear for them to get to a better place. And I've had to go through times where I've had to give talks to my friends and help them get to a better place where they feel better in themselves, they feel happier in themselves. But it's all about understanding that it's not a comfortable thing. And these conversations aren't comfortable. But when you overcome them, when you overthrow them, that's when you're really going to understand who you are. So yeah, I'd say the gift for me is understanding life and trying to really push people, push myself to be the best version, because I want to help grow all the people around me to get to a better place.
So what are some of the qualities you notice in a person who needs your help?
I think the qualities of the people that I help are the qualities that I once faced when I needed help. And that's feelings of lost, not really knowing who you are, not really knowing why we're here. Sort of allowing those, that voice in the back of your head to overthrow you, to hurt you. And the quality that you really need to understand about when you need to fix that mindset is being that friend with the back of your head, being friendly with it, being your best friend. And when you allow yourself to be best friends with that voice in the back of your head, that's when your life will start to get better. And going back to what qualities the people I help is people that lack in confidence, people that lack self-belief. And for me to be able to instill my values in them, help them become more confident, that's what gives me a kick in and me a kick in life and makes me happy, makes me proud of who I am and what I can bring to the table.
So what do you think is a good life?
A good life has growth, and without risk, there's no growth. So it's evaluating, having a balance in your life where you understand what's going to help you get to the place you want to be, what is holding you back from getting there, and recognizing the different things that are going on. There's things in your life that you're going to like, and there's things in your life that you're going to be good at. And how do you piece them together to make something of yourself and make something that works within them? I understood that I was good at helping people. I was good at sort of helping people around me, giving advice. I like sports. I like fitness. So how I sort of mashed it all together, and here we are today. And going back to sort of the journey of life is trying to find out what you're here for and why you are here. And it's a beautiful thing, life, and we're only here once. So just appreciate it and tell yourself that you're happy to be here. Experience things, because once you're gone, you're gone, as sad as it is.
Are you satisfied in your life? And do you believe a person can ever be satisfied in their life?
I think there's a big difference between sort of being content and wanting more and comfortability. So comfortability versus content. And when you look at sort of what you've achieved in your life, everyone could be doing more. No matter if the best football player, Messi or LeBron James, everyone could be doing more. Even myself included. So I think it comes down to how much more you actually want to achieve in yourself. And for me, I know I want to achieve a lot. And it comes down to how much work you're willing to put in. And then that comes down to how much discipline you have. Because motivation, that will come and go. But discipline is really what you're left with. And when you're able to commit to a task, commit to that work, that's what's going to be the thing that helps you get the results.
Can you kind of get in a bit more on what your business is and when you started it, and maybe what motivated you in the process to build it?
So I think it comes down to the very start of the business was when I met a customer at my pub, at my old job, and he told me about life coaching. I wasn't really familiar with the topic and the practice, so I had to go investigate for myself and educate myself. As you can see there, the motto of what I do is helping people build a bulletproof mindset while becoming self-worth who you are. And that comes down to me wanting to help you. So the start of my business was when I was in the Mo Foundation, and that was a course that I learned the foundations of coaching, what it brings, and how you can really sort of change someone for the better with coaching. And from that course, I met so many amazing people. I practiced my coaching. I failed. I learned from my mistakes, and I kept moving. And after that course, I wanted to become an accredited coach. And that's when I really started thinking, okay, how can I create something from this? Because I had nothing from it. All I had was a piece of paper that said, you're a Mo certified coach. But I wanted to do a little bit more, so I digged a bit deeper. And then I went to the Association for Coaching, and I met a wonderful lady, Rosie Nice, and she showed me her course, and it was called The Magic of Coaching. And the course was based around the magic model, and that is a model that you can use throughout your coaching. So if I go into it a little bit deeper, the M stands for mirror, and that's what you do at the start of a session. You put the mirror up to someone and you say, who are you? Where are you right now? What is your current situation? And then you can sort of start to see how someone's feeling, how they're sort of doing in their own life, and what they sort of want to get out of in the coaching for. And when you move on to the next stage of the magic model, the A, that's the aspirations. So you really want to look to see what the person wants to achieve. What is it that they desire? If they could wave a magic wand, what would they bring about? What would you do if you couldn't fail? And those questions are really thought-provoking. And that's really what coaching is about. It's what you want to put in someone's mind and think, okay, I could really do more. I could really achieve something better than this. And an exercise that I love to do with my coachees, my clients, I say to them, imagine yourself in 3 to 5 years. We haven't seen each other for a while. And you're telling me, wow, Luke, my life's changed both professionally and personally. What would you be telling me? And the way I like to do this is I like them to tell me how they're doing exactly in the future present tense. So, I'm doing this now, I'm doing that. And then they'll be talking to me about how they're doing in their future life. And then you bring it back. And I would ask them, what was holding you back from getting that? And then that really makes the person think to, what is it that's actually holding them back right now to get them to where they want to be? And it's really understanding the difference between where you're at now, where you want to be, and what that place in the middle looks like. If we look to the G of magic, it's the goals. And that's where you're setting SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound. You want to break it down so you can see each individual milestone. If you had a goal of running a 10K, you don't just run the 10K. You build it up slowly. 2K, 4K, 6K, 8K, 10K. You have to be smart about it. And the time bound, the final one for me, is the most important, because that's when you're really thinking, okay, what's the actual time frame? What's a realistic time frame I can get this in? And what milestones are there on the way? And then if we look at the eye of the magic, it's the ideas. and the ideas that not just you can bring, but what would other people say? What would the people close to you say? How can they help you? Who could you go to help for? And what is it that you really could think about to get to this goal? And this one is really to expand the creativity and for them to really open their mind and their perception of thoughts. And then if we go to the C, that's the final one, the commitments. The commitments is, what are you committing to? What will you do? And when you really put them all together, you can see a little structure and you can see where you are now, where do you want to be, how are you going to do it, who's helping you, and what time frame and what are you committing to? So having that structure, having that model of where you can take a coaching session is really beneficial. And that's the way that I get my results. And obviously with a little bit of my coaching and my advice that I give, that's how I do it. And that's how I get it done.
Now, this question may sound somewhat similar to the ones I've asked before, but hopefully you can maybe see this in a different light. But what are the experiences that helped you to become a better version of yourself?
I think understanding that I wasn't in a good place. And 2-3 years ago, before lockdown, before COVID, before all of this happened, I see COVID as a blessing for me. Because that's where I found who I truly was. And I remember I was at work one day and I was just carrying the plates. It was a busy shift. And I was just thinking, what am I doing? I shouldn't be here. I learned so much from the management job I was in, but it wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And I think really when you get those thoughts of, what am I really doing here? Should I be doing something else? It's then acting on those thoughts and making sure that you're comfortable in yourself and you're friendly to yourself. Because when you're not friendly to yourself and you're not helping yourself, that's when you're going to go into a bad place. And for me, depression is something, is your mind and body telling you to change. And when my mind told me to change, when my body told me to change, I made the change and I'm still a work in progress. I'm not perfect. Never will be, but I got to work hard to maintain what I think is suitable for me.
And how do you want to be remembered?
I think being remembered as someone who tried, someone who put the work in, someone who didn't give up, and someone who really pushed to be that best version of themselves. Helping people, not just through one-to-ones in my coaching, but through my content, through these podcasts that I've started doing, really spreading the message that you can do more. You can become more. And when you do become more, it's a fulfilling thing in itself. And for me to find my purpose, to find my fulfillment, to be happy in life, it takes hard work. And I know that. And it's now for me to remember it's okay to fail. It's okay to mess up. But what am I learning from each thing?
Now, speaking of doing more, what experiences are you still longing to have?
That's a great question. And for me to do more, there's a lot of things I could be doing. Growing this business is just a start for me. And I don't think it will stop for a long time now that I've started. And continuously creating new content. I have my animated series coming out, which is all to do with mindset, self-development, and keep going with that. Hopefully my book will be out next year. And that's something that I've been working on for a little while, something that I've never thought I'd be doing, but putting work in day in, day out to make sure that it's ready, edited. And also sort of finding new habits, productive habits that are really going to keep me sane, keep me going.
And what are the best and worst things that can happen if you try?
Great question. Because when you try, you're going to find out if something works or it doesn't. And if it works, you've learned that this is the way something can work. If it doesn't, this is the way something doesn't work. So how are you going to change that for the next time? That brings a thought into my mind of the difference of failing and being a failure. And as similar as they sound, they are very different to me. Failing is something that is good. You should embrace and you should look for, because that's the thing that's going to make you grow. That's the thing that's going to make you achieve more things. You're going to learn. You're going to open your mind and see the things that other people can't. And being a failure is letting those failings define you, stopping at that hurdle. So choosing how you see failing, how you see being a failure, is down to the mind and what you see. And I know what side of the fence I want to be at. And everyone should aim to be on the side of the fence of learning from those mistakes, being okay with failing. No one's perfect, but learning from it and becoming better day by day.
Now, if you could reflect and describe yourself in three words, what would those three words be?
Probably say loving, inspiring, and discipline.
And are those qualities that you had always, or are these just these qualities that you have now?
I think qualities will come and go. That's something that you sometimes will get. You'll hold on to the good ones. You might lose them. But no, I wasn't always disciplined. I wasn't always inspiring. I wasn't always loving. Those are the things I had to learn. The things I had to really think about how I could be doing, and is that what I wanted to be? And from being someone who wasn't disciplined at all, from being someone who wasn't really an inspiration to anyone, really picking myself up and starting to do things that other people aren't doing, being different. Yeah, that's what I think.
And what advice can you give to any of our listeners here to just wrap this up?
I think some advice that I would give people is take risks, because risk will lead to opportunity. And as a young person, you should take risks, because falling into the societal trap of just working into the rat race of working the rest of your life, try and make something of yourself. You might fail, but like I said, you'll get back up. And having the mindset to get back up, be better, explore more, experience things. That's what life's about. And experience life to its fullest. Be happy in yourself and really appreciate why you're here. Thank yourself and give thanks to the people around you.
And again, this has been a very good interview. I like this interview quite a bit. Thank you for being here. And just one last thing, how can people reach out to you?
Yeah, it's been a great interview. And thanks for having me, Jimbo. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure.
The way people can reach me is on my website, www.kingstoncoaching.org. My email, info@kingstoncoaching.org. And my Instagram, @kingston.coaching.
All right. So again, thank you again, Mr. Kingston. I just have a few final things to just let the audience know here. So the first thing, if you look below here, we have an affiliate partner, LifeWork Systems. She's a collaborative partner, and she essentially focuses on improving environments in businesses that have 100 and more people. So if you're a large or mid-sized business looking to sort of improve your work structure, your relationship structure, reach out to me and I can give you a connection to her and bring you all together for free. Another thing is going to be our YouTube channel. Please subscribe more to get great episodes like this one here, such as the one with Mr. Kingston here, to learn more about having the bulletproof mindset. The next thing I like to let you all know is that we also have a Roku TV channel. So again, if you have a Roku box, watch us there on Roku. We will upload there as usual, just as our YouTube channel. So again, if you want episodes on demand live, check us out on Roku as well. And then the next thing that we'd like to let you know is we also have a Ko-fi. So if you want to, this is all free. Just support us there on Ko-fi, subscribe to us monthly, or just donate to us. All the support is needed if you want to keep on getting great episodes like this and to just help me build more content. All right. The next one is Jimbo Paris Consulting Services. We also offer services for free here, whether that be teaching, whether that be building content for you. We'll do anything for you, but we'd be glad to if you gave us a little bit of a donation as well to help support our goals on helping you maybe get your podcast up and running or anything else like that. So thank you again for watching, everyone. I am Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. See you all next time. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.